Alrighty. Page 71, left column, second paragraph. Agimel Moada, same Devekus, but he's Kashur, Bnei Yisrael, La HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The three Yom Tovim are the closeness and the connection of the Jewish people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. The Yisa Bazar HaKadosh Parshas Bo, the Zohar writes, is that somebody's car?
Someone.
I mean, somebody here.
Well, nobody puts an alarm in there, so.
Okay. Shaparo Harosho Koshar Bnei Yisrael Tachas Mitzrayim Begimel Kishurim. The Zohar writes that Paro, the wicked one, tied the Jewish people under Mitzrayim. He tied them, literally, like tying them up, beneath Mitzrayim, with three types of ties, three types of knots. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Zichu Shvo Sha'avos Hatir Kishu Rinayim Shem. And Hashem, Yisborach, has his three patriarchs, and he ties three knots, which is to say, for the Jewish people, for Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Shadorash B'chor HaShivcha B'chor HaShvi B'chor Behema. The Zohar darshans that the Torah mentions three types of firstborn who were killed in Makas B'choros. The firstborn of the Shivcha, of the maidservant, the firstborn of even the captured one, of the captive, and the firstborn of the animals, in addition to the, of course, firstborn of the people. So somehow, those three knots were untied, seemingly, when they were released from its rhyme, and Hashem tied us with the three knots which are in the others. The Ne'emar Ata, so we will say, Shekamo Ken HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo L'Tova Koshar Asanu. Hashem, for the good, He tied us, He bound us, that we shall be as servants to Him, and He tied us together to Him with three ties, the Heim HaGimel Moados, which are the three Yom Tovim. Those are three connections that bind us to Hashem.
Going back just a little bit, Shidorish Bechor HaShivcha, okay, He darshens Bechor HaShivcha.
The Zohar darshens that, right?
Right. And then Bechor Hashavi.
Hashavi, right.
That's the captive?
Right, a captive person who was in Mitzrayim.
Mm-hmm. So they weren't talking about the Jews there?
No, that's the Mitzrayim.
Okay, and the Bechor of the Hamas.
Right, that they all died. Bukeshorim Elu Bavada Yiskayim Levoad. Most certainly these three ties, the Yom Tovim, endure for all times. Bukemosha Kashtub Chazal Zuchachamim, right? That a rope that has three ties to it endures forever. Kein b'nei Yisrael, likewise the Jewish people, chevel nachalesa, we are the rope of Hashem's inheritance, b'koach ha-gimel avos, through the power of the three patriarchs. L'chein omim ha-halo b'gimel mo'ados, therefore on the three Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, we say halo, L'ha'id ki anachnu avdei Hashem v'lo avdei Paro, to testify to the fact that we are servants of God and not of Paro. Emes ki kol hatarjag mitzvahs hem kishorim la'avodah sabor yisborah. In truth, moreover, all of the 613 mitzvahs are ties that connect us to the service of God. Avol hagimul mo'ados hem kishorim gedolim. Hakolim Hakol. He says, but the three Yom Tovim, they're really big ties. Every mitzvah is a tie, is a bond, but the Yom Tovim are very big, significant bonds, and they include all the others. V'chein hoya mekuyam avodas b'nei Yisrael b'mikdash b'farhesya b'gimel mo'ados sha'alu l'Yerushalayim. And likewise, the avoda, the service of to Hashem from the Jewish people, was established in the Beis HaMikdash openly and publicly on the three Yom Tovim when we went up to Yerushalayim. Ukasiva Parshas Bahar, Gimel Pa'odim, Pa'amim, Avodai Heim. Because in Parshas Bahar, the Torah writes three times, Avodai Heim, they, the Jewish people, are my servants. That's what Hashem says. Li B'nei Yisrael Avodim, to me, the Jewish people are avodim, avodai heim, ayin sham, look there in Parshas Behar, Lirmoz al Gimuk Sharam Hanal, to which hints to these three ties. Ubinyan Zayesh Lafarish Aparthuk, Avodai Ato al Hamoados. We can explain a pasuk when Hashem says, "You are my servants," that this refers to the Yom Tovim, that our avdus of Hashem is somehow enhanced or confirmed through the Yom Tovim. Asher b'cho es po'er. And then the pasuk continues and says, "In you I shall be glorified." Romez al Hashabbos. This part of the pasuk hints to Shabbos, shehu l'malo mehamoados, which is even above the Yom Tovim. V'hu b'chinas banim, which is like being children to God, not servants to God. That's a different madrega. L'chein Shabbos me'in olam haba, sha'az yiskayim zos v'taflis. And in Shabbos, which is something of olam haba, there is this fulfilled ultimately. So the three mo'adim, he says, are hinted to in the pasuk when it says, avodai heim, they Israel are my servants. And then when it continues to say, asher b'cho es po'er, that in you I am glorified, this refers to Shabbos, because the glory of Hashem comes through us in our relationship to Him as children. And that's special about Shabbos. I think it's an interesting idea, because if you think about a human being, and of course we don't live in a time when we have servants and things like that, but somebody would be considered powerful, you know, and influential if they had a lot of servants. They would be a powerful person. But they wouldn't necessarily be glorified. A person would be glorified through their children. Your servants are a reflection of how you manage, you might say, everything that you have, and treating them fairly and with justice and all those important things. But they're not a true reflection per se of the character on a deeper level of the one who oversees them and who employs them, or in certain cases owns them in earlier times. Whereas one's children was, that would be a different reflection. One would be glorified through one's children. So that's the concept of bunim. We are servants of Hashem, and that illustrates one relationship. We're slaves to God. And as children to Hashem, this is ultimately a higher level. That's espo'er. In this I have glory, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. That's an interesting, I think, insight there. L'chein kasiv es po'er lashon asi. Therefore, it says es po'er, I shall become glorified in future tense. V'yata lo yeshes galus rak v'chinas avanim. Because right now, in Olam Hazeh, prior to our redemption, this is not really revealed. The open relationship of being God's children, although it's present, it's part of us, it's not revealed. But God's servants, we follow His will, we do His mitzvahs, that is part of our world. So the Bechina of Eved is more revealed than the Bechina of Bonim. Rak b'Shabbos shehu me'in olam haba, nimsa Bechina zu gam ken rishima gamata. He says, however, even in our times, on Shabbos, there is an impression left or present in the relationship of ourselves to God as Bonim, as children. That's revealed even in our Olam Hazeh before redemption. Shabbos carries some of that openly. I think the one, you know, what I was hoping would be more elaborated on is the concept of the three Meladim and the relationship to Avdus. He kept stating it, but he didn't really take it further. He took it further in comparison to Shabbos. He went that direction, but I was hoping to pull something out there as far as why they specifically.
I think we should lodge a formal complaint right now about that. He has a habit of it.
making
us work.
I still don't understand what the connection is between the Shlosha Bechorim. I mean, where's that tie? And
he doesn't elaborate. He just quoted it from the Zohar. And apparently the three ties that Paro bound us up with, subjugated us with, whatever those three mean, in Makas Bechoros, they were released. And that's what it means, that their firstborn, and these three types of firstborn were annihilated, they were destroyed. So somehow, as they were destroyed, we were released.
Bechor Hashivcha, Bechor Hashavi, and Bechor
Behemoth. Right, those were Bechor and the Mitzrayim.
Right, and why isn't he mentioned the Bechor of the Paro?
That's probably the plague itself. But the plague is inclusive, and these are the three aspects. But the Bechor of human beings, that's of course the ultimate destruction of the Egyptian culture
mm-hmm.
and their subjugation of us. But there are three specific facets here, which we don't know what they are because he doesn't go into it, that plague.
So I know what it is.
Uh-huh.
These three are all avodah. The Shifcha, the Shavi, and the Behemoth.
Right.
Are all, they serve.
They serve
you know, three
Mitzrim.
Uh-huh. So likewise, we're avodah into the Mitzrim. Once we are freed from being avodah into the Mitzrim, then we could be avodah into Hashem.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I don't want to say for sure because we have to look at the Zohar and see if that's mm-hmm. the context of the remark, but it's a nice idea.
Mm-hmm.
Avi?
No,
comment or a question?
No, it's just
a nice connection.
Because at that time we'd be tied as, we would think of ourselves in these forms. Not necessarily as the head of a household or something mm-hmm. like that.
Right.
We'd see ourselves in cases sometimes being treated like animals, as a captive, as another servant. I like the idea of how, as children, it's hidden. We thought I had there was Safun. I think about the way children actually suddenly become involved looking for the hidden afikoman,
mm-hmm.
whether they hid it or was hidden by the Abba. So in the end, that's almost a little bit like that. It's the children's thing at Safun. You ask my children at the table, what was their most pleasurable time? It's Safun.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hidden. So maybe that's a little bit of allusion to this here. So at that time, this would be revealed.
That's where they get real involved.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's when we'll see that
right.
all this time we've been children also,
which
do
a lot. Well, also, one of the things when Yaakov came down with the 70 people, one of the things they did was they worked with the animals, right? They were given the land of Goshen,
right. they were shepherds, mm-hmm.
and they became wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe through the animals where they became wealthy, that somehow subjugated us mm-hmm. We were very comfortable with the Parnassa,
mm-hmm.
And why there wasn't an attempt to distance oneself from the tribe, since they were only there temporarily. They didn't go to dwell there, but they seemed to, you know, a couple hundred years is more than a visit. You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know how the other ones would tie in, but maybe it's, you know, we kind of tied ourselves up first.
I think comfort always ties us up. They were.
Right.
There's been allusions, or at least it seems like I read they were fed. I mean, when they said we, at least of Mitzrayim, we had such and such.
Right.
It sounds like they had food.
Right.
And so they had actually gotten comfortable
in their misery. Right.
And a little bit, that's what politics right now is going on in almost every country. As long as the people are eating, both the majority, and are comfortable and have some kind of roof over their head, most governments see they can get away with anything.
Right.
They hit that comfort level for some reason. And then we suddenly will start fighting.
Well, look at secular society in Israel. I mean, the economy's great.
Yeah. Well, so what's the problem? Yeah, life is life. There's some real problems.
Okay. We'll stay on the same page there on 71, but we'll move over to the right. First, we have to lean to the left. Because the face now we can go back.
That's very
to
difficult
the right.
For right wingers to do that. Without commentary.
So we're in the right column of the second paragraph.
Oh, no, what I did on the Seder side, leaning to the left, but I actually turned my chair around and looked at the wall, so from their view, I was leaning to the right. I was doing right.
Is
there
anybody for you? No, it's okay. Thanks, Matthew. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, which we'll read the Shabbos Chalmoy, Hine Zeh Omed Achar Kos Leinu, behold, this one stands behind the wall, Mashkiach min hachalonos, he looks out through the windows, Meitzitz min hacharakim, and he peeks through the cracks, through the crevices. So this is a beautiful pasuk, kind of talking about one being attentive and looking out over a situation in a manner where they're hidden, but they're still involved. Hainu shagam b'galus, this is to say that even in galus, Shahistar Panav Meitanu, where God has concealed his countenance from us, Mikol Makom Nishar Chalonos V'Charakim, nonetheless there are windows and there are crevices. God may be hidden, but you can still catch a glimpse. There's a window. Chalonos Hemohat Sadikin, who are the windows to catch a glimpse of God, they are the tzaddikim, the very, very righteous people. Through them, we can get a glimpse. The harakim, and what are the crevices, the smaller, let's say, openings of light? Sheyesh gam b'pshutei b'nei Yisrael. That means to say each and every Jew, even the simple Jew, kol echad lefi erko, each person according to his abilities. Eizeh sedek sheyachol hu liftoch. Everybody has a crevice, has a little opening that they can open up. So the tzaddiki may be a window. It's a big opening for light to pour through. But every Jew at least has a crevice. Right? Hashem peeks out into the world through every Jew. And we can find a way to see him. A beautiful machshava. The Isa Bisforim Hefresh Ben Chalon Shagan Me'ever Habei Zicholim Lehistakel. Bisforim write that there's a difference between a window and a crevice or a crack. That a window, you can see through it from both sides. It's a big opening. Either way, you can see through. Avo Harakim, however, when it comes to a crevice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashgiach Gam B'Sedek Hazeh Shein HaAdam Arkish. Hashem peeks through the crack, but we may not be able to see him through it. Because if the crack goes a certain way, depending on how it is, now you can look through it from one side, but you can't see through it from the other, depending on how the light is. So God is always looking out upon us and concerned about us, even though we may not be able to glance back and perceive him always. He's always looking at us.
It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashgiach. What is that?
That means he's paying close concerned attention.
Like Hashgacha, right. Okay. But right. It says, Kazesh Ein Ha'adam Margish.
Even though we may not sense it or perceive it. It's like someone's observing you through a crack in the wall.
Right.
You don't see them, but he sees you and he's looking out for you. Ve'inyan Zeh Yesh Gam Bimei Hashana. There is the same concept in the days of the year. Ki Gimel Bechinus Yesh. We've learned this many times, that there are three dimensions, Olam, Shana, Nefesh. Something is present in the world, something is present in time, something in present is present in the human being. They're all parallel to each other. V'kulon heim hislapshus hateva, ki haguf hu hamalbush, afal pi kein yesh zayin nekavim, berosh, einayim, oznayim, peachotim, asher hachiyus, niftach sham. He says all these things are clothed in nature. Time is clothed in nature. Objects in the world are clothed in nature. Even the human being is clothed in the natural world. We have a body. It's our malbush. That's what he says. The goof is the malbush. We look at another human being and we see a physical being. However, he says, nonetheless, there are seven openings in the human being in our head. Seven windows. And they are our two eyes, our two ears, the mouth, and the nose. Asher achius niftach sham. I guess the nose is considered two, right, because of two nostrils, right? Ukamochein b'shana hazman hu islab jesateva. Likewise, during the course of the year, time in and of itself is that which is the garment of nature. Our time is steady, it's methodical, it sometimes weighs us down. It's like the garment of nature, but it has windows too. The yeshabasos umoadim. The windows in time are Shabbos and Yom Tov, where we can peek through the garment and see something more special. The yesh lomar, kizayin yomim tovim. Possible to say, parallel to the human being, there are seven yom tovim. Minatora, he means to say. Beis shel Pesach, the first and last day of Pesach, that's two. Ubeis shal Sukkos, first day of Sukkos and Shemini Atzeres, right, that's four. Ushavuos makes five. Rosh Hashanah makes six, because Minat Torah Rosh Hashanah is also only one day. The Yom Kippurim and Yom Kippur. There are really 7 days of Yom Tov, Minat Torah, during the course of the year. We have more because we live in Galus. Heim Bechinas Zayin Nekavim Barosh. These seven Yom Tovim, which are windows in time, they correspond to the seven openings of the head in a human being, where our sight, our hearing, our smell, our taste, our senses, our higher human functions are revealed. Those are the windows to the human being. So they're parallel to the windows in Zaman. Veroshe Tevos Mashkiach Mina Chalona Gematria Pe. He says the Roshe Tevos, the abbreviation of the three words from Shir HaShirim, Mashkiach Min HaChalonos, God looks out over us from the windows. The gematria of that is Peh, Pehe, 85, which is mouth. And also Meitzitz Min HaCharakim, Peh. To peek through the crevices is also Mem Mem He, which is the same gematria, Peh, mouth. Sheyesh Beris HaLashon, Beris HaMor. He says there is two brisas on the human body. There is the bris, the covenant of the mouth, that's to guard what we say, and to be creative in a constructive, sanctified way with our mouth. And the bris of the ma'or, which is our bris mila, which is sexuality, to be productive also in a guarded and toradic way. Those two brisos on the human body. The shabbosos bechinas hamila, the nidmel lecharakim, ubiyam tov yesh yiskalos yoser, dikasiv hiro kol zechurcha, says on Shabbos, on all the Shabboses of the year, that is a bechina, that is a dimension of bris mila, and that's also like harakim, an opening in the year as well. He wants to pose the opening of Shabbos connected the bris mila of a human being. Alright, so let's just stop for a minute and take a look at the structure. He's saying the seven yom tovim of the year, min ha-torah, correspond to the seven openings on our head, the higher senses of a human being. Now we also have another opening in our body, which is bris mila. That opening corresponds to Shabbos. And Shabbos is also a window in time, and bris mila is also a window in the human body, and those two are corresponding. So the seven yom tovim and the eyes, the ears, etc. And Shabbos corresponds to bris mila. And on Yom Tov, he says there is even a further revelation, as it says, Yeroya kol zechurcha, all of your males, because a man is obligated to appear in the Beis HaMikdash every Yom Tov, it's a chiyu. Ve'isa, and the Gemara writes, Kishem Shabo Lirot, just as we're obligated to come to see, meaning to behold the presence of the Shechina, Kachbo Leheiraos, we also come to be seen by God. Just as we come to see the Shechina, we come to be seen by the Shechina. Kedimyon Chalonos, Shenira Bibifnim Ubachutz. And that's like a window where we can see from, where you can see from inside and from outside. Kanal B'Shem HaSforim, so it says in the name of our holy works, of our holy books. So, he, in this context, he's saying Shabbos is like a smaller opening, and Yom Tov is like a window. Because on Yom Tov, the Ruach HaKodesh was so open and available at the Beis HaMikdash to behold the Shechina and the Shechina to behold us, that was like you're standing on two sides of a window. You can each see each other.
So first we had to go to behold the Shechina, so it could then behold
it's
us.
Simultaneous.
Is it
right.
Simultaneous?
Yeah, when we go into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the mitzvah, is to appear on the ground of the Beis HaMikdash, to step into that courtyard and bring a korban olah. That's the mitzvah of Yeroa Kol Zechurcha. At that moment, when we step in the courtyard, we see the Shechina and we are seen by the Shechina. It's both.
Pretty scary. We want that.
The chain ba'olam, then it ties it together in the last part. In the world, in place, yesh makomos, there are places, shenigla sham ha-kedusha, where kedusha is also more revealed. So the world also is the garment. It's a natural world. It's like a garment. We can't necessarily see through it, but it has openings too, just like the human body and just like time. Kamo eretz yisrael v'yushalayim v'beis hamikdash. That these are each higher and greater openings. There's Eretz Yisrael, which is an opening in the world, and then there's Yerushalayim, which is a further opening, and there's the Beis HaMikdash, which is an even further opening, and they correspond also to the openings in time and in the human being.
He doesn't come up with a sevenfold version of that.
Well, I think it's actually ten. There's ten Madregas of Kedusha, and the Mishnah says Eretz Butzlar is Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Har HaBayis, is Beis HaMikdash, Hazorah,
but I mean, I seem to think of
the senses of seven different distinct openings, the senses of the openings, or seven distinct yom tovim, and as opposed to a progression even in place, but he just doesn't have the same.
He doesn't elaborate it upon it. You know, the way it is, but you do have an opening within an opening within an opening as far as place.
Yeah.
And the others seem to be each one in their own separate spot. Unless somehow the Rosh, you know, which is the head, contains all of them, just like or Eretz Yisrael contains all of them. Possibly.
He doesn't elaborate.
Doesn't.
Yeah. We should put in a protest, I think. I agree.
Another protest? Two protests in one day.
No, I'm just agreeing with...
The Rosh would be happy about that.
Who's the commissioner?
I'm just agreeing with...
Oh, they're interested.
Yeah.
Well, we got 3 minutes, so we have to do something with 3 minutes. Take a quick one here.
Well, that pasuk is used in the...
What is the pasuk again?
Which one, Doc?
The one we just did.
Shirim.
It's from Shir Shirim.
Oh, yes. Hine Zeh Omed Achar Kosleinu.
Yeah.
The translation?
Yeah.
We're saying where it is in Shir. The parak I don't know in Shir Shirim.
Okay.
Shouldn't be too hard to find.
Okay.
And as he stands behind the wall, he looks out, looks over from the windows, and he peeks from the crack, from the crevice.
It's used in the Yotzer for Shabbos Hadarol.
Mm-hmm. And of course, anytime Shir Shirim is stated, like this Shabbos, so we'll come to that place. So just take a look at a short one here on page 70, only short in quantity, but never in quality. Ukasiv, page 70, it's on the left column in the third paragraph. Aziv Azimras Kov, Ahili Yeshua. Hashem is my power, He is my song, and He will be for me as a salvation. Aziv, my power, my strength, Zu HaTorah, that refers to Torah. Zimras, my song, like Zemira, he tefillah, that refers to davening. V'hevinu b'nei Yisrael ki kol ha-yeshua ha-yolahem. The Jewish people understood, this is what they said at the Yam Suf, right, the Shavir Shal Pesach, that all of their salvation came k'dei lihiyos mucham la'avodas Hashem yitzbarach u'l'kabel ha-torah. We were saved in order to be able to serve God and to receive Torah. Like I was alluding to a little bit on yesterday in Shul, that the struggle is to produce a result, is to end up with a relationship, not to get stuck inside of the means. So all of these process of delivery, of redemption, it was to ultimately bring us to serve Hashem. V'haremez ki pesach hu hachonah l'chag hashavuos v'asukah. Now with these things, we always have to take this in perspective. So from this perspective, he says, Pesach is a preparation for Shavuos and Sukkot, which are the Yom Tovim that follow it. Brucey mentioned something a little similar this morning. Now we can always concentrate on something as it stands by itself, or how it stands in relationship to a cycle or to a structure. So Pesach stands by itself as an important Yom Tov, but as the first of the three Moadim, it's also the first in a cycle of three, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So we have to look at it as preparatory. It's the ends in and of itself. It's the redeeming of Bnei Yisrael to Hashem. It's also preparatory for Shavuos and Sukkot. Ki hema madrego zu achar zu, because each one represents a level above the next. V'alzem avakshin kadshena b'mitzvosecha. We therefore ask God, sanctify us with your mitzvot. Hi madrego rishona. That refers to the first madrego, the first level. Make us holy with your mitzvot. Pesach mitzvah rishona shenitztavu Yisrael. As Pesach was the first mitzvah we were commanded. And there was Rosh Chodesh, and then there was a Korban Pesach right away. V'gam ha-golus v'ha-ge'ula hu inyan shluchei mitzvah. He says, even exile and redemption are only the agents of God. They're not the goal in and of themselves. Even redemption is not the goal in and of itself. They're shluchei mitzvah. They're God's messengers. And following that, exile and redemption, give us our portion, please, in Torah. Why are we redeemed? For Torah. Behu Chag HaShavuos, and that refers to the next Yom Tov of Shavuos. And then, even then, the attachment to Torah is a means to a higher relationship, Sabeinu Mituvecha, which is satisfy us with your goodness. That's more like an Olam Haba type statement. Chag HaSukkos, that refers to Sukkos. Samchenu Bishuasecha, and ultimately rejoice in your Yeshua, Shmini Atzeres V'Simchas Torah. So everyone is a redemption out of its own level, to the next level, to the next level, and the ultimate is a state of joy in closeness to God. Yeshua.